Several police officers with checkered pasts are up for promotion in Springfield, Massachusetts. Dozens of people showed up Tuesday night for a meeting of the City Council's Public Safety Committee where a discussion of police promotion policies was on the agenda. Stacy Gumlaw was 8 years old when she was viciously mauled by her neighbor's two Rottweilers.
I'm still living with the repercussions of what happened. I have anxiety, I have depression, I still have nightmares of getting attacked by animals.
The dogs that attacked Gumlaw 21 years ago were owned by Springfield police officer Anthony Bettinelli. He was suspended for 6 months for, among other things, interfering with the police response to the dog attack. In 2006, following a barroom fight, Bettinelli was thrown off the force. He appealed and got his job back. Now, he is one of a dozen police officers in line for promotion to sergeant.
This is the kind of guy that is up for a promotion. He shouldn't be up for a promotion. He should be gone. He should not be a police officer. This is crazy.
Gumlaw came to City Hall Tuesday night with several friends and family members who sat in the audience as she addressed the city councilors. The names of the 12 police officers who passed the civil service test to become a police sergeant were first reported earlier this month by the Springfield Republican. The list includes former narcotics detective Greg Bigda. He served a 2-month suspension in 2016 after a videotaped interrogation where he threatened to kill and plant drug evidence on two teenage car theft suspects. Also being considered for promotion is Anthony Cicero, currently under investigation for his alleged involvement in a fight between several off-duty officers and civilians. Another on the list is Derek Cook, who was arrested in 2008 after he punched two supervisors during a roll call at the police headquarters. Police Commissioner John Barbieri, who said he could not comment on the specific individuals up for promotion, told the councilors that under the civil service process, a police officer who has worked for at least 3 years and passes the exam is eligible for promotion to sergeant.
I live by the civil service process. I didn't create it. And I'm certainly willing to work with the city councilor and the mayor in regards to any other process that would like to be adopted.
Barbieri, who has the final say over promotions, says he does take disciplinary and overall work history into account and consults with his deputy police chiefs to arrive at a final decision.
If you're an officer and you make a mistake 8 years ago, am I supposed to hold you to a different standard than I hold the community? What I tell them is, when you go out to the community, public safety is key and people deserve a second chance.
Candidates for promotion who are passed over can appeal to a state board appointed by the governor. One possibility Barbieri acknowledged would be to reject the entire current list of eligible officers for promotion and schedule a new civil service exam.
I could choose to leave those vacancies open. For 2 years, 5 sergeant's positions would be a tremendous burden on the department.
City Councilor Justin Hurst, the chairman of the Public Safety Committee, who's been critical of some of the commissioner's disciplinary decisions, told Barbieri the public would be paying close attention to what he decides to do about the promotions.
He has an opportunity to be, a hero, so to speak. And the fact that he's had this same opportunity, at least 2 or 3 times in his short tenure as commissioner is a problem in and of itself. So hopefully this time around he'll make the right decision.
Holly Richardson, president of Arise for Social Justice, said she was stunned by the names on the promotions list. She claimed several have been accused of police brutality.
This community has lost the trust in this commissioner. I think that you must know this to some extent. It's just utter craziness.
Bishop Neil Boyd of the End Time Revival Holiness Church credited Barbieri for a seismic improvement in police-community relations in Springfield.
Our system began to realize that and say we have to forgive and give people another chance. Even I myself being a minister, I know forgiveness is hard for some people.
Barbieri did not stay for the public speak-out portion of the meeting. His spokesman said that was to avoid any appearance that his decisions on promotions were influenced by politics or public opinion. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.